This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will meet later today to discuss the efficacy and safety of COVID-19 vaccine from healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson, which is seeking use authorization. The FDA is not required to follow their recommendation, but nearly always does. Two other vaccines are already in widespread use here in the U.S. from drug companies Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech. Johnson & Johnson's clinical trial data does not look quite as impressive on paper as the others available in the U.S. It was about 66% effective against infections that cause from moderate to severe illness. The Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines both reported about 95% overall efficacy, but experts caution that the studies are not measuring quite the same thing and should not be directly compared. Protests against the military coup resumed today, Friday, across Myanmar, despite growing intimidation from security forces from the pro-junta gangs the day before. On Thursday, tensions escalated on the streets of Yangon between the anti-coup protesters and supporters of the military. The violence complicates an already intractable standoff between the military and a protest movement that has been staging large rallies daily to demand that Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government be restored to power. She and other politicians were ousted and arrested on February 1st in a takeover that shocked the international community and reversed years of slow progress toward democracy. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday directed American military airstrikes in eastern Syria against facilities belonging to what the Pentagon said were Iranian-backed militia. The Pentagon said the strikes were retaliation for a rocket attack in Iraq earlier this month that killed one civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member and other coalition troops. February 15th rocket attacks on U.S. positions in Iraq were carried out as Washington and Tehran are looking for a way to return to the 2015 nuclear deal abandoned by former President Donald Trump. On Thursday, President Biden also called Saudi Arabian King Salman as his administration is set to release a congressionally mandated declassified version of an intelligence report that is expected to find that the king's son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, approved the 2018 killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The White House readout of the call noted the recent release of several Saudi American activists from custody and affirmed the importance the U.S. places on universal human rights and the rule of law. The White House did not provide an explanation as to why the readout did not mention Khashoggi, who was a legal U.S. resident with U.S. citizen children. The Trump administration rejected demands by lawmakers to release a declassified version of the report as the White House prioritized arms sales to the kingdom and alliance with Riyadh amid rising U.S. tensions with its regional rival, Iran. Donald Trump supporters who launched a deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol last month have indicated they want to blow up the building and kill members of Congress, according to the acting chief of the Capitol Police. Yogananda Pittman told lawmakers Thursday that threat suggests extremists could target the Capitol during an upcoming address by President Biden as she pushed for continued high security around the building. About 5,000 troops remain on duty at the Capitol since Trump supporters stormed the building, vandalizing it, injuring officers. Five people died in the violence, including a Capitol police officer. More than 200 people have been charged so far for their roles in the riot, including some with ties to far-right fringe groups such as the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama, yeah. Voice of America.
Hello, everybody, again. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today. So stay tuned and make sure you don't go away, because our first stop today is going to be Uganda with Bumbo Clad by Josie Chameleon. And right after that, Giddy Giddy Maji Maji of Kenya in Atoti Part 2. And then to Peace Choir of Nigeria in Busybody the Remix. But first, Bumbo Clad by Josie Chameleon of Uganda.
That's how we beautiful file. If homers and spies stand bold for a while. Full of bad mind and grudge, but them a smile back. Boo, we adjure them and we crumb with this time. Love for them a enemy, pussy hole of enemy. You this bad man, go shut in your head a remedy. Love for them a grudge me, blood clot of enemy. You this bad man, then you ready for fight the dust.
You love another girl man, Bumbo Clot. You this Rasta man.
Matuti part 2. Lady Lando, nyakumi paka pinje mangima. Kidi kidi maji maji rodonjo ko. Hey, Matuti part 2. Matuti part 2.
This is the remix. This is the remix. them, then don't come back again. Make the sister be, you get one agenda. Why you put me in between middle of the center? Cause me no like no pretender. So make it stop to the look and start to the groove. Hey. Peter and Ford, they be one, no be two. Hey. Remember, say then get it, they do. Hey. We gon' make you so deal. Oh. I love your boom boom bae. You make me really wanna touch your way. When you hook up in the club, oh, give them a run, oh, give them a jump. Hey. Lose control. Otherwise, my sister, we go commit murder. We be the bagger, we say we know they go border. Tell us, say we know they border.
By Peace Choir of Nigeria. Before that, Atoti Part 2 by Giri Giri Maji Maji of Kenya and Bamboo Clad by Josie Chameleon of Uganda. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy. I'll be right back.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. I am Kate Turner from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America, Monday through Friday, with me, David Vandy. Welcome back to the show. Khadija in the remix by Sierra Leonean-born Jimmy B. And right after that, Akwa Ata by Kofi B of Ghana. But first...
Time. baby, they tell on me. I don't come back crazy for your love. I don't come back baby, almighty above. For make him help me change your mind. For make him help me make you mine. Now what can kind of wahala be this, my God? Now what kind of thing be this? Oh? I know fit it, I know fit slip. If can it jago, I know go fit. Oh? Cause it is she that I need. And it is she that I want to. She be the only one for me. So do ya, you ya know.
By Kofi B of Ghana. Before that, Khadija by Jimmy B of Sierra Leone. So I hope you're having a good time. Just stay close. I'll be right back for more.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take some emails. This one is coming from Emmanuel Andor, and he says, "Congratulations, David. You make my day all the time, and now you are my man of the day. Thank you for the good work that you are doing over there, and may God bless you. I am Emmanuel Andor from Ghana, and I want to dedicate a song for all my friends in Ghana, Doreen, Dorothy, Marvis, Anita, Nancy, Solomon, Eric, and all Swanlake boys of Ghana, and all the peoples of Potloko in Sierra Leone. Thanks, sincerely yours, Emmanuel." Well, thank you very much, Emmanuel. And let's take this other email, which says, "I love your show, David. It heightens my personality, making me unique in my neighborhood. At a time when they are listening to their music, I am listening to good African beats on the Voice of America. I love that feeling of uniqueness. Can I request a nice song for my mother, Auntie Mary, my aunt, Abina, and her good husband, W.O.2 Francis Awoa, and all my loved ones? Thanks, guys, and please keep up the good work. This is your fan, Abdul Rahman Aziz, from Ghana, Accra. Well, thank you very much, Abdul Rahman. That's so beautiful for you to write. And this next email says, special greetings to you once again from your number one African beat listener here in Warri, Nigeria. Your super show continues to bring us great delight. Thus, my family comes around me once at 9 p.m. Nigerian time for 1 hour enjoyment session with the Voice of America's African Beat. And I want you to give me a big shout out, and especially for my family, my wife Patience, my children Judy, Lisa, Adibebe, Laura, Oscar, and Harry Ove. These are the ones that have brought sunshine into my life, and I want a very nice dance tune to be played for my family. The song I have in mind is Carolina by Awilo Longomba. Thank you so much for celebrating with us, and remember, it is cooperation that makes the port to be filled with rice. As I look ahead to hear from you, may your news be always good news, and so be mine. Stanley O.M. Akpotu, Warri Delta State, Nigeria. Well, thank you very much, Stanley. Beautiful message. And now let's get on to your music, Carolina, by Awilo Longomba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And right after that, Oliver Mutukudzi of Zimbabwe in Ninipa. And then to South Africa with Bayete and Jabukanyile in Shwele. But first, Carolina by Awilo Longomba of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Sugar de Bamenda, famille photo.
Oh, Ah!
by Bayete and Jabu Kanyile of South Africa. Before that, Ninipa by Oliver Mutukudzi of Zimbabwe. And then Carolina by Awilo Lungumba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America. I'll be right back.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. Tolly is going to be our next track by Formidable Musiki of the Central African Republic. And right after that, Inzu by Peace and Love of Burundi. But first, Tolly by Formidable Musiki of the Central African Republic.
La vie, la mango yanga chakamba, si la vie qui m'a fait ganjoni. Molenge timi mama wango sombi babati mombie ke mounamo. Tunga na moke tambula na lenge simbeni babake mou wango. Na molenge tilo tikoli, douti kete mama teneso. Atani toni na beti momba na tingi giti mundu kope. Dansemos, si doa sufrir. Encourage, nevi aya tije beni. Dansemos, si doa sufrir. Encourage, jata beti semerine.
shalom ehe gatutu kabakowe muhoza waba baba ye urakarorero nyakuri mubindi bigo ivyiza ukora ni byinshi nawo bidonda burangwa biheze Senyi wo mukiyaga gushwara Waraji mitimi ratekana Waraji nezi tindi nami oh, oh. Mezo shalome Izu ya mahoro urakaramba eh, eh. Mezo shalome Urabikwiye wewe wemera kwakira impfuvi abakowe abakwaye abababaye n'uburyo bwinshi kubakira udatora ukawakira n'umutima w'ubuvyeyi ukabasubiza iteka Subira kuwa wanu Waraji miti miratekana Waraji nezi tindi nami oh, oh. Mezo shalome Inzu ya mahoro Urakaramba Mezo shalome Inzu ya mahoro Urakaramba Ekura karo
by Peace and Love of Burundi, and Toli by Formidable Music of the Central African Republic. And with that, I want to thank you today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vander here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Thank you. Gonna call me.
Gonna call me.
I want you to call me.
Call me.
Here's my name.